910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A popular e-cigarette could be coming back on the market.
It's been almost 2 years since the FDA pulled Juul e-cigarettes off the market, saying the company hadn't provided enough evidence to prove its potential health benefits outweighed the risks, as Juul had claimed. This week, regulators lifted what was called a denial of the cartridges, saying they're now looking into newly published research. The FDA insists this doesn't mean Juul cartridges will be going back on store shelves, and that more study is needed.
ABC's Sherry Preston. The floating humanitarian pier off the coast of Gaza, damaged by rough seas, has been repaired. It was out of commission for nearly 2 weeks. U.S. Central Command says it's been reattached and secured to the beach again. Aid shipments should resume in the coming days into Gaza. President Biden delivered a D-Day speech on the cliffs of Normandy today, saying the threats of Allied forces faced in World War II are at play again with Russia's aggression against Ukraine. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin is withholding nearly $17 million in aid to Milwaukee Public Schools because the district still hasn't turned over financial reports that were due 9 months ago. The move comes 2 days after the district superintendent resigned and the district's controller was fired. Alleged felonies at the Waupun State Prison are reviving talk of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too outdated to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A nearly $75 million justice center is almost complete in Carlton County. According to a Northern News Now report, county officials expect that the building could be occupied by this fall as construction begins to wrap up. The nearly 120-square-foot building will be able to hold 96 inmates, doubling the current capacity and creating separate spaces for inmates. Officials say the new center will allow them to more adequately care for inmates, including those with mental and chemical health issues. Commuters driving through the Duluth area may see some added traffic on I-35 on Monday. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, single lanes on I-35 will be temporarily closed on Monday between Garfield Avenue and 27th Avenue West. The northbound lane closures will occur from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Monday, and a southbound lane will be closed from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Department of Transportation officials say the closures are among many planned for the Twin Ports Interchange project area. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, hit balls hard and they get caught.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the low 70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table. And was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Joe Zepecki here to talk about Project 2025, two women on the opposite side of the abortion issue, and a way to make flying a little more enjoyable. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding host or producer. I got all jarbled up in my intro there. Along with my outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Sommers. It's Friday. Thank God is right. TGIF, June 7th, 2024. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour 2 of the big show. That's what happens. Sometimes my brain is ahead of my tongue and my mouth and I get all tied up.
Oh, definitely. I am glad to clarify, though, because I am not qualified to be a host.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I would just, you know, sometimes I it doesn't all happen. The brain and the mouth and whatever, you know.
Oh, I definitely. Yeah. I remember a time where somebody had said something like, oh, I don't think Klondike bars are that good. And I said something, what taste buds are your planet from? Or something like, I don't know.
Many thanks to Jana Rose Schleiss. How cool is she?
That was awesome.
Right?
She's a good talker. Turns out working in radio helps to work in radio.
Right.
And also just very informative. And I'm excited for Kernza, and I hope that it takes hold. I hope those 10-foot long roots dig in deep.
Exactly right. Check out Jenna Rose Schleiss's story in the Capital Times at capitaltimes.com. And also it's going to be posted here at Civic Media at civicmedia.us as Civic Media and the Cap Times continue on a little partnership or start off a partnership. And what's cool about it is we're going to be talking with reporters like Jenna Rose when they have a new story out, and then we'll kind of share content a little bit. So yeah. it's a great relationship, I think.
A link to the original article is also in the podcast description of the first hour.
There you go. Fantastic. I want to check out some of this Kernza beer.
Oh, me too. All,
but it tastes like
and
pretzel,
the cookies.
Right? And the cookies.
My other thought is I'm going to have to do some research on Kernza and see if it has gluten or not.
Oh, right.
Because that could be a huge thing, too.
It could. I should have asked that.
I didn't think of it either until after.
I do not know that. What I do know is that at a little after 1:30, our friend and ongoing contributor, Peter Rapine, will be along. He is the managing editor of ebombsworld.com. He'll be along with news of the wild, the wacky, not made up, wacky, real things that real humans do in our bi-weekly look at Week in Review. And by the way, Brady Ewing, who's normally on every other Friday, he had a couple of things going on. He's a big deal. he had something going on. He said, hey, can we change weeks and go to next week? So Brady will be on next Friday. So,
and it'll be great.
It'll be great, as it always is. Well, he'll be joining us, by the way, next Friday when we're in Amory. And, of course, our friend and colleague Jay Matinair and I are going on a little statewide trip. We're going to start off Tuesday here in Madison at the World Headquarters, and then Wednesday in the old hometown of Richland Center, home of WRCE. Come on down to Kroska Park at the Memorial, the Veterans Memorial Pavilion in Kroska Park, and we'll be there. And then on Thursday, we're going to be in Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire. And then on Friday, ending the tour in beautiful Amory at the Danielson Stage at Mitchell Park. And so you can see both Jane's show from 10 until noon and our show from noon until 2 live. Bring a lawn chair, something to drink. If it's good, give Todd some as well. But come on down, bring a beverage, bring a chair, bring a friend, and you can listen and watch both shows live, meet Jane and myself. More importantly, we get to meet all of you and have some fun. So Brady will join us on the final day. Maybe I'll see if he wants to go to Amory with him.
See if he wants to join you on Wednesday, maybe. I don't know.
He'd probably say my wife would not be crazy about that, but sure.
Understandably. You
know, taking care of the four boys, poor Brady, or poor Rachel, all alone, his wife. But no, Brady will call in next week. So that'll be great from beautiful Amory. Time once again at 10 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock to play our Civic Media Sconny Summer Text to Win Contest.
Dashboard, young love and an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo and a yoo-hoo bottle on the floorboard, perfect song on the radio, sing along cause it's one we know, it's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine, it's summertime.
Kenny Chesney singing it out. It is summertime, specifically Civic Media's Sconny Summer Text to Win Contest. Remember, important to tell you or the lawyers will paddle me. Maybe for that reason I shouldn't tell you.
I was about to say.
It is Gay Pride Weekend down in Milwaukee this weekend. And we're going to have a big float down there, apparently. I am going to be in Richland Center for the 77th annual Betty Hayes Dance Recital, in which my sister, God love her, who just turned 50, she's 50. And she can kick and she can dance. She's 50. And she is in the alumni class. Now, of course, I was in it, but I was fine. One of the dances was what, like the Austin Powers. I could do that. I'll dance. But then it got into flamenco dancing and tapping. And I'm like, I'll make a fool out of myself. So I pulled out of the recital. And I know. But my sister, God love her, she will be in it. And so I'm going up there to support her and also the Betty Hayes School of Dancing. And Betty has been on our program, as has her lovely and talented daughter, Cheryl Baxter, who is a dance instructor in her own right. So Cheryl will be back in town from Los Angeles, and it's going to be the world record setting Betty Hayes Baxter in her 77th dance recital. So I'll be back there for that. But a lot of our team is going to be in Milwaukee this weekend for the Milwaukee Pride Parade. Anyway, that's more than you wanted to know. More importantly, here in our summer, Scotty summer, statewide, important, that's what we got going here. The lawyers are telling me, I got to tell you, it's statewide. Here's what's up for grabs. A Wisconsin Dells summer prize pack. I'm not allowed to tell you what's in it, but boy howdy, it's good. Daily. That happens once an hour. You get a summer surprise pack once an hour for Wisconsin Dells. And then daily, once a day, we give away a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. They're fantastic seats. And then at the end of next week, two people will be chosen as grand prize winners, and you'll have a choice of one of the following summer staycations. Number one, Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat, which may or may not be driven by Pat Kreitlow. Number two, Lake Geneva Stay at Harbor Shores, and you could also visit Simple Bakery down there in Lake Geneva. Or three, a Door County Stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. I will give you a gas card to get there and back. All that is on the line. Open up your Civic Media app. Go to any of the stations, choose your favorite one. Then once you click on that station on the Civic Media app, you'll see a little icon that says text, all right? Now, text the following word on the Civic Media app. This hour's word is tubing. Tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. As in, once we get to Amory, Jay, Matt, Nair, and I are going to go tubing.
I guess it is summer now, so you could.
All right, tubing. I find that to be an extraordinarily difficult word.
I don't know about extraordinarily difficult, but certainly more difficult than our word yesterday.
Yes. Tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. Tubing. I'm going to go tubing this summer. I may wear a tube top. The word is tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. Tubing.
I was planning to go tubing until I forgot to say it was a statewide contest and the lawyers popped my tube.
Pat Kreitlow may be playing the part of Captain Stubing, but I'll text the word tubing.
There we go.
Yes. Tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. The word is tubing. So text that right now. And when you get your text back, you'll text, and then they'll send you like a confirmation text. Look at that. And they're going to give you a selection of things you could do. One of them is to check your voter registration. And this is the cool thing. We're not asking people whether you vote Republican, Democratic, or whatever. We just want to help people register to vote and get out and vote, regardless of your political leanings. That's fantastic. So if you do one of those things, like if you check your voter registration or one of these actions, that gives you another entry. So don't disregard the text you get back. You can get more points if you do that.
You get to be prepared for voting and more chances to get those Brewer tickets, get those prize packs.
Here's Greg in Waukesha. Greg says, Todd has a honey-do list and asked to include changing the tubing on his house. I'm not even sure what that means. First of all, I don't have a honey to have a honey-do list, but okay, we'll go along with that. See, this is why I should be going to the gay pride parade to get myself a honey to have a honey-do list.
You might have to, you know.
No, I'm going to the Betty Hayes 77th dance recital, and I'm very excited about it. There'll be lots of sequins, and I cannot wait. Again, text the word tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, right now to the Civic Media app to get in on this Scani Summer Text to Win contest. And don't miss out.
And Steve on Facebook says, not to be confused with tubbing. Yes, we're not hot tubbing. There's only one B. It is tubing.
Yes, T-U-B as in boy, I-N-G, tubing. That is the word this hour on our statewide. And you might be thinking to yourself, who wins these things? Well, do you still have that list, Mr. Roberts? Because we had a person from Richland Center win one of these things last week in one of the daily or hourly contests. And we're sharing with you a list of people so that you know real people are actually winning.
Here's some people who won the Wisconsin Dells prize packages. We've got Jean from Lac de Flambeau, Eric in Madison, Pam from Muscadet, Kathy from Chippewa Falls, and several more. Brody in Richland Center is one of the people who's won some of those club level Brewers tickets.
Not Brady. That would be the inside job. But no, this is Brody.
Brody, yes. Very different.
Fantastic. So they're real. See, your friends and neighbors are winning. So the point is, don't be left out. This is the real deal. No purchase required. Simply go to your app store, download the Civic Media app. It's free and easy. And open it up. And then choose a station. You'll find the icon that says text. Click on that and text the word tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, right now. And you too could win one of these fabulous prizes from Wisconsin Dells, Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, Door County, or Brewer tickets. Come on back. Have a little fun. Board Game of the Week and Peter Rapine straight ahead.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points.
So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Tom Wall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here we go. Now, see, this is what we should be. If we would have danced to this song, I would have been all in. I was pretty good at this one, if I do say so myself. Yeah. We were the Betty Hayes School of Dance 77th Anniversary Edition in Richland Center. This was going to be one of the alumni dance songs. And again, I was never part of the actual dancers. I was the MC and audio engineer. But I always envied and wanted to be a dancer. And so they were gracious enough to allow me in the alumni class. And that's one of the songs from Austin Powers, which we started with. And then it just got into flamenco dancing or whatever. And I'm like, I'll make a fool of myself.
Seems a lot more difficult.
It was a lot more difficult. And so I said, no, thank you. But the show is going on, you understand. The alumni class at the 77th Annual Betty Hayes Baxter School of Dance. Betty Hayes School of Dance in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center. I will be at that. What you need to be doing is texting in right now in our Sconny Summer Text to Win contest. Open up the Civic Media app and text us. Doesn't matter which station. And just text the word tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G. If you're a bad speller like Todd, just think of it as tub in. T-U-B-I-N-G. T-U-B-I-N-G. Text us right now, as a matter of fact. Before Board Game of the Week, let's get to this one cut, Mr. Zommers. Great to have Jon Stewart back on The Daily Show. And this was from yesterday or the day before. And he had on former Republican Representative Ken Buck, who, like Mike Gallagher, Republican of Green Bay, has left the Republican Party. This is Ken Buck's interview with Jon Stewart this week on The Daily Show on Comedy Central on why he left the Republican Party.
What are your ultimate thoughts about leaving the way you did and the unfulfilled potential of a government that is completely disconnected from the needs of its people, allowing demagogues like Donald Trump to rise?
I left because I couldn't tell the lie. The 2020 election wasn't stolen. The January 6th defendants aren't political prisoners. On and on. So, not agreeing to the party line.
Right. You're a victim of cancel culture.
Well, I am. I'm not a victim of anything. I am absolutely blessed beyond belief with six grandkids and plenty of reasons.
Six grandkids?
Six and a half grandkids. One on the way.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I immediately went to, like, Solomonic wisdom of, like, no, you're not supposed to do that.
No, but you know, there's a lot of life out there besides
and it's
arguing about
there.
Nothing and telling lies. And so I made a choice to go enjoy what I've got left.
What will break this fever in Washington?
America does great with a crisis. 9/12, America came together and we were a unified country.
For
so
like
I hope
seven,
we don't get to
for like
crisis.
7 hours.
I hope we don't get to that crisis point. But I think that there is a leader out there that will unify and help unify America. And it's somebody who
I
has
believe that.
Great morals, somebody who has great leadership skills, a John F. Kennedy. I probably wouldn't have said this 20 years ago, that he was a great hero. But you look at what John F. Kennedy did in terms of bringing the country together during the Cold War and moving us forward. There is somebody there that will help America heal and move forward.
That is Republican Ken Buck on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart talking about why he left the Republican Party. A lot of good stuff there. I think it is repeated by people like Mike Gallagher from Green Bay and others. Simply just not going to tell the lies anymore, and time to move forward. I agree. I agree with Ken Buck. I agree with Jon Stewart that there is someone out there that Ken still has the ability to bring the country together in a unifying way.
So. Yeah, and I think it takes some guts to be honest when everybody around you is not.
Right. And I would argue that Joe Biden, for me right now, in this moment, is that person.
I would agree. I would agree.
All right, 25 after the hour of 1 o'clock. Don't forget to text in the word tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, tubing, right now, to the Civic Media app to win a number of great prizes, including Milwaukee Brewer tickets to the club-level seats. But time, once again, for Board Game of the Week.
Welcome back to this edition of Board Game of the Week. Now, Todd, have you ever been to a masquerade ball?
You know, funny you ask. I have not, but for a variety of reasons, I've been wondering about this. So this is great. The answer is no, I have not yet been to a masquerade ball.
I have not either. But now I've played a game that's kind of like that.
Really? Do tell.
So this game is called The Grim Masquerade. That's Grim with two M's, like the Brothers Grimm. So it's a fairy tale themed game where everybody is assigned one of the characters in these fairy tales. One person might be the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, one person's Sleeping Beauty, one person's Rumpelstiltskin, etc. And there's a bunch of artifacts. There's just items at the party, like there's a spindle, there's a mirror, there's all these other fairy tale items, a cauldron or whatever. And each character has items that help them and items that hurt them.
Okay.
On your turn, you get two items. You have to keep one for yourself and give one to somebody else. And that helps you. Like, if you get too many of the thing that hurts you, you have to tell everybody who you are. And so you're trying to figure out who everybody is by giving them stuff to maybe hit that threshold that it'll hurt them without trying to give them the things that they want to win. So basically, everything you do to try and get more information about who someone else is, you're either surrendering information about who you are or potentially helping them win. So it's this delicate line of trying to have enough interaction with your fellow partygoers to figure out who they are without revealing yourself.
And I like this.
I thought it was a lot of fun. Yeah. I played it for the first time a couple of days ago.
Was it as much fun as you thought it might be?
Yeah. It was more fun than I thought.
Really?
Because I was a little bit skeptical at first. I was like, how is this going to work? And then it worked really well.
And how much is it?
It's $25, might be a little less, depending on where you get it. And it's pretty easy to play. It might have sounded a little convoluted when I explained it, but I promise when you sit down and play it, it makes a lot of sense.
It's basically just trying to keep your identity secret while sussing out other people's identities.
Yes, yes.
So you have to think a little bit, which I like. I like those kind of games.
Yeah, and it's
but there are no masks involved.
No actual masks. Oh, okay. No.
But you could, I suppose, if you wanted.
You could. It just wouldn't. It'd just be fun. Right. Just be for fun.
Right.
Yeah, it's about 20 to 40 minutes to play, 2 to 5 players. I would recommend having at least 3 because I feel like having 2 people is kind of goofy with that when you're trying to figure out everybody's secrets.
Right, you can't have 2 people, right?
But yeah, that's The Grim Masquerade.
All right, there you go. This week's Board Game of the Week. Very good. That was a good one. I like that. One that I could see myself sitting down and playing.
I'll have to borrow it from my friends who have it, and maybe we can play it in the office.
A little bit of a Civic Media one. We're going to have a great fun with Peter Rapine, managing editor of EpomsWorld.com, a week in review. Another shout out. My sister has sent me a picture of dress rehearsal at the Betty Hayes School of Dance. They are on it at Richland Center, 77 years.
Impressive.
It is very, very impressive. This was the dance we were supposed to do, but it went to flamenco dancing. Stay tuned back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Please clap.
We forgot.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A nonprofit that helps train people to find jobs is closing its Milwaukee laundry service later this summer and laying off 136 people. Goodwill Industries operates one of the biggest commercial laundry operations in Wisconsin. It also owns retail stores that help people in need. Goodwill notified the state about its plans this week. Young voters in small-town Wisconsin say they care most about health care, the economy, reproductive rights, and climate change. Organizers say rural Wisconsin is getting more diverse.
They're also asking for more diverse representation within local government and within community decision makers.
Crystal Egbo does political outreach in northeastern Wisconsin. 24% of the rural population are people of color, and many are immigrants. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Boys and Girls Clubs of the Northland have received a massive donation from the Taco Bell Foundation. According to a Northern News Now report, Taco Bell restaurants across the country collected donations through their Roundup program at checkout, and this week delivered an over $31,000 donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Northland. The organization is one of 450 that has partnered with the Taco Bell Foundation nationwide to support youth education and career readiness. A rollover crash in Douglas County resulted in serious injuries for the driver over the weekend. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 6:30 p.m. on Sunday on Highway 2 in the Poplar area. The car reportedly rolled off of the road into a wooded area and came to a stop upside down in the trees. The driver of the car was flown to a local hospital with serious injuries, and authorities believe that speed was a factor in the crash. Authorities have not provided an update on the condition of the injured driver.
And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Bachelorette star Trista Sutter has vowed to provide more information about her absence from the public eye and why she missed Mother's Day a few weeks ago. Thank goodness. Tristan's husband Ryan and two teen children, Maxwell and Blakesley, that's right, not Blake, not Blakey, not even Blake Lee, but Blakesley, had no idea where she was, prompting her husband to make social media posts like, "I really wish I could talk to you, and I want to know how you're doing." I guess he didn't have her number. Trista says she will soon provide details about her absence and hopefully the name Blakesley. If you're looking to add a few pounds or for a TV snack, try Wendy's new saucy nugs. That's right, the Wendy's scientists have found a way to improve the chain's nuggets, making them saucier and presumably nuggier. Wendy's also announced that really impatient eaters can pre-order nuggets early on the app or website and get free delivery. Not quite to your mouth, but to your front door. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the low 70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal?
Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery.
The bigger the better.
Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here.
Big families? You bet.
Small ones too.
Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big. Bigger? Biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, "I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list." At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome WBAY morning anchor Emerson Lehman, who will talk about a big racing event here in Wisconsin. And Terry Barr joins us for a Friday night chat and some new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Lawball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is the having fun doing it part on a Friday, TGIF, June 7th, 2024, 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. And we are absolutely thrilled to have our friend and ongoing contributor. He is the managing editor of EPOMsWorld.com. Mr. Peter Rapine with another bi-weekly look at the week in review. Peter, how the heck are you?
Doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day here in Brooklyn, and we have some really dumb news to talk about. I couldn't be better.
I'm telling you right now. I'll make this a deal right now. I'm gonna check tickets, and once in a while you get like a round trip ticket from Milwaukee to LaGuardia for like $100 or whatever. And I find one of those, we're gonna bring the show out to New York and we're gonna do it live some Friday. How about that?
Hey, count me in. I love it.
It'll be great. And because Peter's one of these guys we've never met in person because he's out in Brooklyn. No. But I would just want to sit down and have a couple of beers with you because I think it'd be fantastic.
Hey, beers are on me, Todd.
Well, thank you. Well,
whenever you get out here.
Maybe we'll have them together on the show. That could be a lot of fun.
Maybe we'll have to record that as a podcast.
Maybe. Yeah, we're doing an extended hour. Yeah, an extended version.
Before we get into week in review, I want to remind people, Peter, here's the big news at Civic. The Civic Media Sconny Summer Text to Win contest is underway. And this hour, right now, people can win either a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack once an hour. Once a day, we're giving away a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. And then at the end of next week, we'll have a grand prize. Two people will win a choice of a Fort Atkinson cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat, or Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores. Or, by the way, Peter, do you prefer ridges or no ridges?
In what context?
There's a door counting stay at the Ridges Inn and Suite. So right there, it'll be fantastic. And we're giving you a gift card. So exactly. So text in right now to the Civic Media app. The word this hour is tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. As in, we're going to go to the Apple River and go tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. Text the word right now to the Civic Media app. All right, Peter, we've gotten the business out of the way. Let's get into it. The week in review, according to EPOMsWorld.com. Again, these are not made up. This is real things that real wacky humans do.
Yeah, I always like to say we're funny, but we're not this funny.
What do you got for us?
And probably the funniest story of the week comes to us from probably the funniest country in the world, China.
A lot of people say China's not that funny, but continue.
Some silly things happen in China that probably wouldn't happen anywhere else.
Well, true. Yeah.
Headline reads, China apologizes after hiker finds pipe feeding 1,000-foot-tall waterfall.
The country of China has apologized after a hiker finds a pipe feeding a 1,000-foot-tall waterfall. Explain.
So China's tallest waterfall, it's allegedly the tallest waterfall in the country, the Yutani Mountain Waterfall, runs dry certain times of the year, right? During the wet season, it's really flowing with water. And then during the dry season, not as much water, so the waterfall kind of dries up. It's a really big tourist attraction in China. I think some 20 million people might visit it a year.
Wow.
So Chinese officials found a way to keep the fall a great tourist attraction during the dry season by attaching a pipe to the top of the waterfall that just spews water out over the top.
So when this thing dries up naturally and there is no actual waterfall, the Chinese government has put a pipe in and they just turn on the hose.
Hey, fake it till you make it, right?
And what I love about this is you actually have a picture of said pipe feeding said waterfall.
Yeah, so the guy who found it, it was obviously hiking there during the dry season. And had never, you know, you can't really get to the edge of the fall because it's usually really flowing because it's a, sometimes of the year it's a real waterfall. Right. And so he was able to see and capture footage of a pipe sticking out of a rock just spewing water, which chef's kiss. Way to go, China.
I mean, what's next? People go to Old Faithful in Montana. There's just going to be a hose there that they turn it on for a geyser?
Well, you remember a couple months ago, we talked about the guy who there was a job opening for people to play a monkey at a Chinese state park where you got fed bananas all day. Right. So it's very par for the course. This is a very China type thing to do.
I mean, what's up with the Chinese government? They don't care about sincerity or authenticity. It's just get the dollars or the yens or whatever.
Well, you know, life's about illusion, you know?
All right. Yeah, right. Sadly, yes.
Yeah. Put a nice coat of paint over it, and hey, it looks great, doesn't it?
I love it. All right, Mr. Apine, next headline, if you'd be so kind, according to ebombsworld.com.
All right, so this story is much realer than the previous one, and sometimes, you know, you don't want to take things at face value, right. As this one person learned. So headline reads, person impaled by butt plug while wearing it during an MRI scan, now suing maker of sex toy.
And again, we're only reporting the news, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I want to read this. Person impaled by butt plug while wearing it during an MRI suing the maker of said sex toy. Okay, go ahead.
So we don't know if it's man or woman, but I assume it's man. It seems like more of a guy thing to do.
It is Pride Month, but go ahead.
So yes, some bold person decided to wear their sex toy to an MRI, which I have a lot of questions about why you'd want to do that to begin with. But they wore the butt plug to the MRI. I'm going to keep saying that as many times as I can in the next minute. Believing that it was a fully silicone toy, right? Because you can't wear metal in an MRI, it'll right. get ripped apart. But it turned out that there was the center coil or like the center, piping inside was made of metal. And what happened was the butt plug shot up through their body into their center cavity. And we have on our site, a screenshot of a text message allegedly from one of the nurses that was on call and a screenshot of the x-ray of said butt plug in their chest. And the nurse describes the butt plug as an anal rail gun.
An anal rail gun. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. We appreciate it. I mean, I have so many questions here. And first of all, I mean, you know, God love people. If you got sex toys in your own bedroom, that's your business. But why on earth would you wear one to a doctor's appointment, let alone an MRI?
Well, doctor's appointments notoriously aren't that fun. Right? So if you're trying to make the experience a little more enjoyable, I could guess. I can see where your head is at.
My guess is that if they thought it was fully silicone, they wanted to prank the people who would look at the MRI. Oh my
God. But it literally backfired. It fired off into their posterior. And I mean, is the person okay? Do we know?
I believe they're okay. Okay enough to, you know, file suit against the sex toy company after the fact.
And right there, that's another thing that burns me, that grinds my gears, is that the person's an idiot for wearing a sex toy to a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. And then now they're suing the maker of the sex toy for going off.
Yeah. Well, if it was advertised as, 100% silicone, they do have... You know, a case. they got a couple of cases, but you know, a head
they
case.
They got a couple of cases.
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes! I mean, the more you know. Again, we're talking to Peter Apine, managing editor of EPOM's World. These are real headlines, not made up of actual things ridiculously stupid people do, in Todd's opinion. All right. I'm not sure where we could go after a butt plug story, but what else you got?
All right, so this story is a follow-up of an original story that I know you guys said you talked about There was a man in Michigan who went viral for logging into his Zoom courtroom for a case of a suspended license while driving a car. The man's face has now become a meme. The original video went mega viral. But since that original video, there's been two follow-ups. And so the initial follow-up was that his license wasn't actually suspended, that it was a clerical mistake that the judge had made. But that actually turned out not to be true. And now our final follow-up, and I'll read our headline, says, turns out the suspended license guy never had a license to begin with.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Listeners, regular listeners will know, yes, Zomers, I talked about this a few days ago when it happened. There was a dude that showed up on court virtually via Zoom because he was charged with driving with a suspended license. And he shows up on court while driving. And the judge is just like, I thought I saw everything, basically. And said, look, I'm revoking your bail. Turn yourself in by 6 o'clock tonight. And now it's come out that the guy never had a license. And in fact, I believe he was driving with his Michigan State ID.
I mean, some people just, you know, live exciting lives, and the rest of us, you know, can't compete. Well,
right. I mean, I'll give him that. And yeah. God love him for, you know, sticking with the bit, right? Like, well, I thought I could drive with this. I can't drive with a state ID. What? Really?
The thing that says on it in all capital letters, not a driver's license.
Really? Yeah. Really? I mean, I admire the guy for sticking with the bit.
Probably the funniest update to a story that we've covered in recent memory. Yeah.
All right, what else you got, Peter Rapine?
All right. I don't know if you guys have talked about Red Lobster, but a lot of people are really sad that Red Lobster is going bankrupt. A lot of people have been debating why it's going bankrupt. But one man is actually doing something to help save Red Lobster. And it's none other than Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav, explain quickly who Flavor Flav is and then go on.
So Flavor Flav is a rapper, I think, from the 90s, the 80s. He had a hit TV show called The Flavor of Love. He's most known for wearing clocks as jewelry.
Big clocks on his chest, around his neck.
So he posted on the internet the other day, a photo of himself next to a massive spread of Red Lobster, saying that he's going to do everything in his power to save the Cheddar Bay biscuits, which, if you've ever had a Cheddar Bay biscuit, they're delicious.
They are delicious. I'll say that.
So our headline reads, Flavor Flav is doing everything he can to save Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay biscuits. And he's not the only one. There's a lot of people online sharing photos from their Red Lobster outings since the news of their bankruptcy. And I think if we all band together, you know, we can steer Red Lobster into a profitable, prosperous future.
I think you're right. And why? Yeah. I'm not sure if it's in your story or not, but I think one of the posts from Flavor Flav was something about, you know, cheddar biscuits for your boys. which I found fantastic.
Yeah. It's such a silly, fun photo, because obviously, you know, what is Flavor Flav actually going to be able to accomplish besides making
it's one meal.
It's one day.
Have you ever been? Do you enjoy a Red Lobster meal? When was the last time you, Peter Rapine, went to Red Lobster?
See, I should put my money where my mouth is. I don't think I've ever been to a Red Lobster.
I know I haven't.
Really? I have, but I'm trying. I mean, it's been a good 12 to 15 years since I darkened the doors of a Red Lobster. I worked for a law firm down in Florida for a while, and we had a client, and June was her name. God love her. May she rest in peace. But she used to tell my boss, her attorney, she'd say, Sam, my money's down in the Wachovia. And we'd say, which one, June? You know, across the Red Lobster. And that's how she kept track of her bank, the Wachovia, across from the Red Lobster. So if the Red Lobster goes out of business, what are the folks at Wachovia going to do?
They're going to be lost.
They're going to have to enjoy themselves a cheddar biscuit.
Yes.
All right, we got about 30 seconds, so let's wait until we come back for the break here. Give us a little tease, Mr. Rapine. What's coming up?
Coming up is a woman that doesn't have any survival instincts and hilariously pays the price for it.
survival instincts. You'll need it to get through the next segment and also this weekend. Stay close. As our friend says, it's the Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The great Paul Schaefer, one of the greatest songs ever known to man. It's Raining Men. Welcome back to the Tylo Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. We're going to be in the Pride. Well, we're not, because I'm going to be in the Benny Hayes School of Dance in Richland Center. But Civic Media, big float, big entry in the Pride Parade down in Milwaukee this weekend. So be safe. Have fun, all those people participating. We appreciate all of you being with us and listening on a Friday. About 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show takes over these very airwaves and takes you through until the 4 o'clock hour. Also, you have 8 minutes left. 8.5 to text to win the Civic Media statewide Sconny Summer Text to Win contest. You can win a prize pack of Wisconsin Dells goodies, a couple of Brewers tickets to club level seats, or a staycation at Fort Atkinson with a pontoon boat, Lake Geneva on Harbor Shores, or Door County at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Text the word tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G, right now, to the Civic Media app to win. Tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, is the word right now. Also right now, we have Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOM's World. You can find all these headlines at epomsworld.com. With a week in review, Mr. Rapine, what do you got?
All right, so we were talking about survival instincts, which clearly the nameless person wearing the butt plug did not have. And neither does this random lady seen walking down the street. So she's walking down the street and you can see in the corner of the video a motorcycle taking off. And it's assumed that that person was just exiting their garage. And as this woman walks underneath the garage door, it begins to close. And so instead of getting out of its way, she kind of gets swept into the garage as it closes and locks behind her. And the video, it can be seen from two angles. So you see her walking down the sidewalk, and then you see her again in the empty garage, petrified as to how the heck she just got stuck in a stranger's garage.
It's fantastic video. And what I love about this is you're saying this is not yet up fully on the website of EPOM's World. You're bringing to us this headline live first to our listeners and viewers, which I appreciate so very much. And you sent us the video, and it's like a human mousetrap. This poor woman's just walking down the street, and the garage, it's not one of those garage doors where it goes right down, like straight on the opening. It kind of juts out a little bit, right? And so it's like an older fashioned garage door.
Yes.
So it basically, the garage door juts out almost like an awning. And then as it closes, this woman is underneath of it, and it just sweeps her in like a mousetrap. I mean, that poor woman.
I Yeah, so our headline reads, Zero Survival Instincts. Lady walking down the street accidentally gets closed inside random garage.
I mean, that's fair because she doesn't, yeah. She just kind of lets it sweep her. She doesn't like try to escape it at all. No. She just kind of goes with it. And I guess what would we do in our own situation? But do we have an update on this poor woman?
We don't have an update. My editor who wrote it up, he tried to find out who she was. We couldn't find out where it was, who she was. So we presented to you with as little but as much context as we could find.
She may still be in said garage.
Telling by the look on her face, she's still in that garage, yes.
I mean, I hope she's well. I hope the guy came back with his motorcycle. But see, I have a fear of my life will end at the paws of an electronic robotic AI dog. Yeah. This woman was taken in by a garage door.
Quite literally, yeah.
Quite literally. Peter Rapine, what else you got from EPOM's world?
All right, so this one is about a week old. But since we talked last week, you didn't get a chance to go over it.
Yeah.
Headline reads, high school soccer announcer caught on hot mic joking about killing himself.
And this just falls in the category of numbnuts, goofball. I mean, who does this? But go ahead.
So don't, be worried about the state of the man's mental health. He was obviously joking.
Right.
But he is an announcer for a high school girls soccer team. And he's in the press box. And part of the hot mic is him oogling at all the, hot soccer moms. Which is embarrassing enough. But then he's heard on hot mic complaining about how boring the game is. And he says at one point, man, I would love to jump out of this press box. If only it were higher, the fall wouldn't kill me.
And this just as someone who's worked in broadcasting going on almost 20 years now, what they teach you at the beginning is assume that every mic is hot, meaning that your words are being recorded or heard. And this is a dude, a broadcaster who looks like a standard broadcaster, by the way. None of us, particularly those of us in radio, there's a reason we don't work TV. And this dude is ogling over the soccer moms on a hot mic.
Yeah, well, when you're announcing a game that's maybe, less exciting than you'd like, you got to entertain yourself somehow.
Jeez. Always make sure your mic is off, or better yet, when you have a mic on or near you, don't say those things.
Yeah. Needless to say, he's no longer announcing the soccer games that were playing.
Really? Shocking. He's been dismissed from announcing the soccer games. Shocking. Yeah. All right, time for at least one more here, Peter Rapine. What do you got? Headlines from EPOM's World we can review.
All right, so as you were saying, you were hopefully looking to get some flights out here so that we can do this together.
Yes.
All we have is about a woman who was looking for flights of her own, but she was looking for flights for a group of friends of hers because she's having a bachelor party. And she realized that American Airlines was a little too expensive. So she decided to call a private charter company to get a quote from them instead. Headline reads, girl booking her bachelorette party calls private jet charter company thinking it would be cheaper than American Airlines. And she gets quoted $80,000.
Oh my gosh.
To get her and like her 10 friends on a charter flight.
80 grand?
Yeah, 80 grand.
I mean, first of all, who thinks it's going to be cheaper to fly a charter jet than commercial? I just don't
Good
get
question.
It.
Good question.
And secondly, if that's your fiancé, maybe it's time to look for a different fiancé. Peter Rapine, thank you so much for EPOM's World. You can find all of it at epomsworld.com. Have a great weekend, my friend. All of you have a great weekend. A shout out to our friends at Gay Pride in Milwaukee. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Celebrate. Paul Schaefer, It's Raining Men.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
Our guest Monday is a fourth-generation cheesemaker. She has the smallest licensed creamery in Wisconsin, but her cheddar just won a national honor.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.